Thank you for tuning in to the first episode of my podcast, where I will be interviewing people that I admire. In this interview, I will be interviewing Daniel Simpson Sr., my grandfather. He is 74 years old, happily retired, and married to the love of his life, my grandma, Anna Simpson. My grandfather has three children, my mother Valerie, my uncle Daniel Jr., and my aunt Amy. He has eight grandkids, and I am the oldest. My grandfather is enjoying his retirement in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and loves when we visit him. I am interviewing him because he is everything a grandfather should be. He is loving, supportive, understanding, and he always knows when to tell the best jokes. Thank you for being here, Pappy. I am extremely grateful to be interviewing you.
Thank you.
The first question I asked was what it was like growing up in your household. He told me he lived in a small shotgun house in New Orleans with his parents, grandparents, and aunt. He said to me that at the center, it was always family.
It was always family. It was always based on family. Family was everywhere. Every Sunday, we had a gigantic Italian dinner, Sicilian dinner. Now, it was a beautiful, it was great because, you know, we had multiple generations, and I was the youngest in the house. My sister didn't come along until we were out the house, and I was like 12 years old.
During this time, he lived in the Bywater area on Dorfian Street, and when he was 8, he moved to Araby, where the family would live for 50 years. His favorite thing to do as a child was to play in his grandparents' yard, which was the size of a block, and home to different wildlife, including chickens and turkeys. He said that the best way to describe how big the yard was to imagine you were in a zoo. His mother was a housewife, while his dad worked for Southern Railways and had several managerial jobs, and later became a train master. He said that he hardly ever saw his dad because he was always working. When I asked him what his favorite thing about his parents was, this is what he had to say.
Their love, their care for each other, their support of each other, one always helping the other. And, you know, I mean, it made life interesting just seeing how they always stay together, even in their 80s and 90s, they held hands, took care of each other, and it was something always good to emulate, you know, to see.
His favorite vacation was when he went to Florida. He described the car ride as a long and treacherous journey, often taking 10 days.
Driving, couldn't drive, no air conditioning at that time, and it was a cloth seat, so it was very hot.
But before we get a more in-depth look at his favorite vacation, we will take a quick ad break with today's sponsor, Monster Jam. Sonic 1029 presents Maple Leaf Monster Jam Tour. 2 days, 3 shows, Friday, February 10th, and Saturday, February 11th, Retzel Place. Featuring the Canadian-themed truck Northern Nightmare, Monster Mutt Rottweiler, and the legendary Grave Digger. Catch all the engine-revving, high-flying, car-crushing, adrenaline-pumping action. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or call 451-8000. Monster Jam. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.